CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. What day is it today, Adam? It is
Thursday. How you feeling?
Bit rough today, Ads. Bit rough today.
You're
a bit tired.
In?
Hanging in. But you know what? You took your party hat off.
Yeah, it was just
can't be a party without you having a party hat
I'll
on.
I'll pop it back on then. Sorry, I swapped hats. But you're hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
You haven't burned out yet?
No.
How many hours did you work yesterday? 3 a.m. to like what? 4 p.m. 5 p.m.
4:45 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should pay you a hero's wage.
Mate, don't you worry about that. I get to spend all the morning with you, and that hypes me up
for
the rest of the day because you make me long.
Great, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Let's do it then.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Ari, we were out and about for the best of the best like for a few weeks now, weren't we?
Do you know that we've done 12 live broadcasts? In, what's the date today? In 30 days.
How about and counting?
And counting.
That's why Ari's voice sounds like Miley Cyrus now.
You know it, but hey, isn't it cute? Isn't it kind of cute?
Well,
I feel like it's kind of, some people think it's cute. They're like, yeah.
People love Miley Cyrus.
Exactly. So I'm here for it.
She's a superstar.
Hey, how about that guy that came up yesterday that was like, oh, I love Ruben Rod.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, Adam, even Ruben Rod has fans.
Which makes me very happy. But yeah, so last Friday, I mean, Lee Dixon's sort of in on it. He knows that it's us. But the guy that we call as Ruben Rod, Lee Kenworthy,
he has still no idea. I think he knows that it's some sort of someone's taken a bit of the piss, but he doesn't know it's a staff member.
Doesn't know it's us. Doesn't know it's anything to do with the company. But yeah, I did call Lee over at 7 AD. I mean, I'm sure everyone remembers Lee Dixon. Knows where
he is. He's also doing the Workday Hits at the moment.
Yeah, so called his drive show, the home run over in 7 AD as Ruben, but he knows who Ruben was, but this is how it went down.
It's the home run with Lee Dixon, Gabrielle Dreams. We're live on the app. We're online. Also give us a buzz, 1-300-655-111. I'm in the studio until 6. Hello.
Is that you, Lee?
Yes, it is.
It's Ruben Rod, Lee.
Ruben, how you going, mate?
Good. I'm just wondering, do you know Lee Kenworthy?
Mr. Kenworthy, yes, good friend. Known him a while.
I'm just wondering, how come he never dresses fancy? Because I've seen you dress fancy in some slacks before, but this Kenworthy is always in some shorts. I know his package is still nearly fastened in place, but how come he doesn't wear them slacks?
I did notice a bit of a joke around the building about which side it goes, but between you and I, he's not a very fancy guy.
He doesn't seem fancy, but I just think it'd suit him.
Well, I'll pass on the information. Actually, I've got his mobile number here if you'd like to get in contact with him directly.
If you could give that out, yes, please, that'd be fantastic. Thanks.
I'll have to do it off the air, naturally.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give him a call or a text message or something. Cheers for that.
Good to hear from you, Ruben Rod.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
How's the wife? Tell your wife I said hi.
Oh, I will do, yeah. Look, I appreciate it, Lee. At least there's one Lee that we're sort of that establishment that's a little bit more sophisticated, you know what I mean?
Give her a wink, she'll know what that means.
Okay, cheers. Oh, I've got to go, but see you, mate.
There he goes. So it's all just part of the gorilla prank, you know?
I wonder when he's going to find out. We can never tell him. It's just too good.
But, hey, it's part of the story now that Ruben has his personal mobile number that Lee Dixon gave.
Yeah!
So, maybe that could be next. Now, you know I love talking about my personal life right here live on air.
I love when you talk about your personal life. It gives me life.
And, you know, I sacrifice my personal life in order to do it. I mean, the content, the show comes first. The listener comes first.
Yeah, do you know what? They're heavily invested in your love life too.
Well, I just...
Well, I hope they are anyway.
I consider the listener my best and only friend. So I tell
him
everything.
What about me? But okay. The listener. Yeah, I also think the same.
You're part of the show, therefore I actually care.
Yeah. Thank you.
But, you know, sometimes I have to make sacrifices in the personal life. And
so what did
annoy people. So, well, what day is it? So I think this was last week. Someone got mentioned very, very, very briefly, even if you heard it.
And that was someone from months ago too. Like, we're talking like when you first arrived on the Northwest Coast, so like February.
Yeah, and even if you heard it, you probably missed it because it was very brief.
Very, very brief. But you got in a little bit of trouble, didn't you?
Yeah, well, someone that I matched with on Tinder months ago, hadn't even spoken to him for months.
He didn't even catch up.
No, I never met them in person.
Never met them in person.
But someone told them that they got mentioned, and they're like, "Oh, they thought it was funny." You saw the messages, Ari.
Yeah, thought it was funny first.
Yeah, like with that monkey with the hand over
the
mouth.
Yeah, like me no see no evil, like me cheeky. No speak no. Yeah,
like he, you've been talking about me, have you? And then eventually, as the day wore on, she wrote a message saying, "You know, the more I think about it, the more I'm a bit annoyed that you mentioned me and you, my real name, because I just said the name and the suburb."
Mm.
That's all. That's what it says on the Tinder profile.
And by the way, the reason why we say suburbs, it's something that we are asked to do. So because we're pure local here.
Yeah, we're keeping it hyper local.
We love knowing where, you know, what we don't even know what street you live on, but just what suburb you're from.
Yeah, and tax file number. That's it. That's all we ask for. But
we definitely do not ask for that.
But, yeah, so she's like, the more I think about it, the more I'm annoyed that you mentioned my real name, like first name only, not the full name. You could have made up a name or blah, blah, blah. Now I got like...
Then it's not funny, is it?
Yeah, nah. And then she's like, oh, I got all these texts, probably two, maybe one.
Yeah, exaggeration
now everyone knows
for sure.
Now everyone knows I was on Tinder at some point. You know, she's ashamed of it or something.
Mate, Tassie's a very small place.
Yeah.
Half the population, let's just say, half the population's a male. Like, a male. What, yeah. Like, what part
of
that? The
other half is female, yeah.
Yeah. But then they're going to most likely be on Tinder. Maybe not all of the half, but...
And if you want to see people's profiles, you can just download Tinder and look at who's on there. Mm. I mean, this is not private stuff.
No, it's not.
But... yeah, she was like, oh, the more I think about it, you know, now everyone knows I was on Tinder at some point. And I just wrote back to her, hey, good times, though.
Good times, though. Oh, my God, it's been our, like, motto forever now.
And she got so angry when I said
so
that.
So mad. Hey, I did read the messages.
Hey, good times, though.
Hey, good times, though.
And then she sent, like, a full-blown paragraph back, like, ah, my personal life all over the airwaves, blah, blah, blah. And
good times, though.
And then I just wrote back, you won't be mentioned again, and blocked her.
Yeah, that's so savage. So savage.
Hit music. Music.
But, hey, good times, though, right?
Good times, though.
WTF, are you for real? That's what she said. All right, stop talking about it, Ari.
Oh, I love it, though.
I'm getting messages from my dad saying, stop talking about her. There's a person behind the end of that.
I know. There is, but we're also people.
I don't know how this turned into quality content because it's far from it. She knows quality content. She listens to Triple J.
Yeah, she doesn't even listen to our show.
So, quality content over there. Everyone knows if you're good at content and being on the radio, you stay on Triple J. You don't get a real job in commercial radio. All the good people stay at
Triple J.
Don't ever go at them. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. 20 minutes to 7.
Trivia troll.
It is time to troll that triv. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you know the answer, give us a call. Wow, it's us again.
I know.
We're in the studio.
Yeah, you don't even have to call Jerry.
No.
He's fast asleep.
Don't you miss him, though?
He's fast asleep in his comfy, comfy bed.
Give us a call.
Sleeping on a pile of money.
Yeah. Give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get our trivia troll question correct, you'll go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. You can discover the beauty of winter warmth or spring warmth with a Jensen's wood heater.
You can indeed. Now, this one actually sent in by Dad like weeks ago, but I had it stored ready to go when we needed a trivia question. Speaking of Dad, you know, Dad
texts
him.
And he's been messaging
in.
You all morning.
Yeah.
Hello, Daddy Davison.
Yeah, stop talking about that poor girl, he said. but then he retracted that when he found out she listens to Triple J. But green and gold are the Australian colours, right?
Yep, green and gold.
The question, the trivia question today on 1300 655 922 is why are the Australian colours green and gold? Like, yes, they evoke the forest, eucalypt trees, all that, the pastures of the Australian landscape, but also they're the colours of Australia's national floral emblem. What is it? What is the floral emblem?
I don't know. That's why we need you to call up 1300 655 922.
You know it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Things are heating up here.
Absolutely.
Trivia trial.
Hey, it's Dave.
Oh my God, Dave.
How you been?
How are you?
I'm going okay. How are you guys going?
Oh, we've missed you, mate.
Not too bad. We're a bit tired. Yeah. We've been out and about, and you know, we got people up our but we're having fun this morning.
That's a worry.
Not quite.
Alrighty, Dave, the question today, why are the Australian colours green and gold?
That's to do with our golden wattle, isn't it? Isn't our national flower?
Absolutely it is, Dave from Mindetta.
Congratulations, Dave from Mindetta. You've got today's Trivia Troll question correct. And you know what? We are going to chuck you in the drawer for that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Very good, guys. Have a good one.
So talk good to hear from you.
You
Bye.
Too, mate. That's why you're the trivia king.
I've been resisting for a while.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't today. Today was a good day to call in. You've made our day.
See ya. Bye.
Hit music. Music.
CFM. Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Hi. I'm ringing up about the question on the radio.
Oh, wonderful. We just had Dave answer it. Did you have a different answer?
No, it was Dave Nielsen. Niles?
No, we had Dave from Mindetta call up to say the golden wattle was the answer.
Oh.
What question are you answering?
I'm answering the one who played with Fran Drescher in The Nanny.
You're looking for...
I think Daz. You're looking for Darren Kerwin
on 7AD, or you're looking for Lee Kenworthy on 7BU?
Must be 7AD.
Hey, send him our regards, though.
Yeah, tell him we say hi. We do love Daz.
I will.
You want 1-300-655-111 for him?
111, and I got the 955, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Today in history...
Thousands of years ago.
30th of September today, Ari. Do you want to have a look at it?
Yeah, I do today, actually. Yep. Yes, I dropped the mic. Sorry about that.
That's all good. 1841 on this day, the stapler was first patented. Another USA invention. You ever use a stapler?
I love a good stapler.
It's quite satisfying, isn't it?
You know what scares me, though? When people, like, hold it up and they shoot each other with it. That freaks me out a little bit.
What about those staple guns?
Oh, they scare me.
They
scare me.
On this day in 1854, the first ever cricket match was held at the MCG, like the first match at the MCG, not the first ever cricket match, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Between the members of the Melbourne Cricket Club.
Oh, cute.
So, yeah, cute. On this day in 1960, the Flintstones cartoon series began on US television. It was the longest running cartoon series until The Simpsons.
I love the Flintstones.
It's not bad, is it?
It's a pretty good show. Pretty good show.
On this day in 2009, Hey Hey It's Saturday had its first reunion.
Oh.
That wasn't me, by the way.
Of course, they got another reunion coming the 10th of October. So that's pretty soon, a couple of weeks.
That's so soon.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm more excited about the Flintstones, Adam.
Yeah, well, both good shows. And on this day in 2019, Australia's talking clock ended after 66 years.
At the third stroke, it will be 4:42 and 40 seconds.
Oh.
Sorry, there was a talking clock.
Yeah, if you called 1194, you could find out the exact time.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, and it didn't end until 2019, 2 years ago.
What?
And that's what it sounded like. You had to wait for the third time.
You could call a number... And it just tells you the time.
Yeah.
That'd be cool for a weather update.
At the third stroke.
Oh.
If you'd like to call me for a current temp, don't worry, I got your back.
Yeah, 1-300-655-922.
Anytime you want.
On the third stroke, it will be 6 degrees. That's what you'll say.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Thursday.
Opening remarks. You got any?
Life's good.
Good times.
Happiness is in moments. It's not a destination.
Did
you are happy in a moment, then you are happy.
Tony Robbins tell you that?
No, I don't know. I just know that it's not a destination, and it's a good day to be alive.
Happiness is only real when shared.
That's a good one.
That's what the guy from Into the Wild said.
That's a good one.
He's a guy.
Happiness is shared with you every morning.
Oh, bless.
So bless. Oh, I am with our lovely listeners.
But the guy that said that ended up accidentally eating poison berries and dying.
Oh.
He went off into the wild. There's a movie about it, but it's a real guy. Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam did the soundtrack.
I think I've seen that movie.
Have you?
Or maybe I'm just thinking of Katniss Everdeen, where they try to eat those berries at the end of that movie.
Could be. Could be any.
Yeah, probably.
Could be any berry-related movie.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, Ari, there's a challenge that you can take part on the internet.
I love a good challenge.
Well, it's not so much of a challenge as just a game you can play. Okay. Almost a party trick.
For me.
Sorry. You look up your birthday and the words Florida man, because there's so many news stories and they're usually weird about a Florida man doing something.
Okay, I've just done that.
Yeah, so everyone has their own Florida man story. Mine is Florida man with Florida tattoo on forehead arrested for calling 911 to ask for ride home. What's yours?
Mine is Florida man swallows 20 rocks of crack, leads cops on a chase from Miami to Upper Keys.
Oh, good times though, right?
Yeah.
Deputies have arrested a man with a tattoo of the state of Florida on his forehead. It just sort of looks like a birthmark because it's a state. They don't look like... They're not designed to look good as a tattoo.
Yeah.
So this tattoo just looks like a birthmark on his forehead, like between his eyes. He was, accused of misusing 911 because he called up to ask for a lift. Do you have any other funnier ones than a guy with a load of crack in his system?
Because
there's probably other results.
You just search it again.
Yeah, just go to one of the other... There's another one here that's...
Okay, Naked.
Oh, here we go.
Naked Florida man performs strange dance at McDonald's before trying to have relations with a railing.
Good times though, right?
That actually sounds pretty funny.
Hey, play at home. Look up your birthday and look up Florida man. Everyone can join in.
CFM. Dog news.
Alrighty, Ari. Working dogs at the moment, all the rage. They're fetching large sums of money. They had the Cobber challenge, which was like
impressive challenge.
Yeah, you know, where they GPS'd up some working dogs to see who's doing the most work in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, recently, just this is fresh dog news, a Kelpie from a sheep station in Victoria has snagged top dollar at South Australia's first working dog auction. Now, this Kelpie sold for $29,000.
That's a lot of money.
For a dog. I mean, they're valuable stuff, these working dogs.
I've got some questions.
These Kelpies. What's your questions?
Do they sell it as a puppy or is it like an actual dog, so it's trained up?
This dog, hang on, I'll get to that, it is in here. Owner Alistair Leonard said he had lots of interest in 2.5-year-old Josie.
Okay.
2.5 years old, so pretty trained up, pretty ready to work. I'd say that they probably got the working skills if they're worth all that money.
Yeah.
Alistair said, I had a lot of phone calls from New South Wales, Tassie, Victoria, South Australia, King Island.
Wow.
Got some calls from them. She's been one of my main dogs since she was 13 months old. So he's had her since 13 months, now 2.5 years old, sold for 29,000. She's a very reliable, hardworking dog and gives her all, he said. Josie was bought by another sheep producer in Mildura. Mr. Leonard said he was hoping she'd crack the national record price, but fell a few thousand dollars short of that one.
Uh-huh.
So the record remains with Hoover, a Kelpie who sold for $35,200.
So much
this
money.
This year that record was broken.
So much money. But so worth it.
Yeah.
So worth it.
Well, that's what it said, because I covered the Hoover record in the dog news during the long lunch,
I believe.
And that's what it said in that, like, whoever sold Hoover did crunch the numbers, did the math, and mentioned how much that dog will make you in the long run, money-wise, and
definitely.
It's a lot more than 35 grand, so...
Yeah, worth it.
But working dogs right now...
Are the thing.
Worth more than they ever have been before. Breaking records, Ari. And that's today's dog news. All's well that ends well.
No, I just want a dog.
Would you sell Santi if someone offered you 30 grand?
No, couldn't do it.
Can't put a
she wouldn't be working very hard either, I don't
Plus,
think.
You can't put a price on love.
I want my dog to be in film.
Song, snag.
Okay, Adam has badly snagged a song for you this morning. And to be honest, I have heard it. It is very, very badly snagged today.
You can confirm badly snagged?
I can confirm. You're about to hear it. It is badly snagged. If you do, by some chance, know this song, please give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella. Now, they do have a Wednesday special between 3 and 4pm on waffles only on Wednesdays. 25% off those waffles.
Yeah, something like that. All right, here's the snagged song. It's not even that badly snagged,
you,
though.
You changed it. We didn't have that much in it before. How do you not know that?
I reckon pretty easy today. 1300.
Now it's easy. Ah, devil.
1300 655 922. If you can unsnag it for us, we'd really appreciate it.
Song snag.
1300 655 922. We have Jeremy from Devonport to identify this one. What do you think it might be, Jeremy?
She's so high, tell back when.
He's done it.
Congratulations, Jeremy. You're in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows and with Stella.
Jeremy, do you think it was too easy today?
Oh, I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah.
I think I just,
Well, good job.
Too easy. We'll pass your complaints on to the boss.
Kid music.
We got some tickets to give away.
We love free stuff, don't we? Absolutely froth some free stuff. Oh. We do. So we've got Northwest Pride, the Wizard of Oz, the sing-along. We've got a double pass to give away. Now, the sing-along is happening tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Metro Cinemas in Burnie. Yeah, and we've also got, even better, we've got a promo code if you are buying tickets. Radio 5 to get $5 off your ticket, or call us right now, and we will give you a double pass for free.
Yeah, on 1300 655 922, the first caller to call through gets the double pass.
So, now, Dorothy and the Scarecrow will be there to interact and have photos with the kids from 6:30 p.m. and the movie is screening at 7.
Yep. So 1300 655 922. Giving away a double pass to the Northwest Pride Wizard of Oz sing-along to the first caller through. Who have we got, Ari?
Hayley from Devonport, are you calling up to win the double pass to go to the Wizard of Sing-Along for Northwest Pride?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yay!
Give her the double pass, Ari.
Give you the double pass.
Go on, give it to her.
I can't physically hand it through the radio, but you have won the double pass. Now, this is on tomorrow night, so Friday, October 1st at 7 p.m. And don't forget that Dorothy and the Scarecrow will be there from 6:30 to meet the kids and have photos.
Awesome. Thank you, CFM. Love you guys.
Love you.
I love you too, Hayley.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. And I believe we have Mysterious Mel on the line, Ari.
Mysterious Mel.
She usually has a word sandwich for us, doesn't she?
Mm.
Hello, Mel.
Hi. Today's words are silent and glasses.
Silent and glasses. Thanks Mysterious Mel.
Silent and glasses.
She's gone. Silent and glasses, eh?
Silent and glasses. Well, that's good because we didn't have a word sandwich, did we?
Yeah, but we can't use this one unless we can figure out what goes in the middle, because it's just a disaster when we don't figure it out and we get the wrong one.
Silent night glasses?
No. We'll know when it's right.
Are you sure?
Well, last time we knew when it was right and we knew we had it wrong. So if we figure it out, maybe that's our word sandwich. We get Mel to provide us it again. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we do this.
All right, so
I love it when Mel instead of Thea gives us a...
I know, Thea needs a break every now and again.
Yeah, Thea's missing and so is Jerry.
Yeah, what's going on?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We had Mysterious Mel calling before with a word sandwich. People, the phones are blown up. We're not doing word sandwich yet, but that just might be our later word sandwich. So you've got an early clue there.
Yeah, so you've got like a solid, what, quite a bit of time.
Yeah, we do it about 20 to 9. 20 to 9 we usually do it, so we're still doing it the normal time, but that was just Mel giving us it early. So you've got an added clue, but you've got to wait till 20 to 9 because we've got to check in with the street team.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM street team.
Good morning, Snoopy. Delilah is out and about in the CFM Cruiser with, of course, the Coast Best Free Stuff. Good morning. Where are you this morning, Delilah?
Good morning, guys. Happy Thursday. Who's ready for this week to be over and the weekend to commence? Because I am.
This morning,
I am down at Bev's Cross Crafts in Sprighton this morning. Oh, my goodness. Bev's is turning 30 today. Did you guys know it's their 30th birthday? And I'm going to be honest, I'm not mad about that because
I do love me some crafts. This morning, I have a bunch of goodies on board. I have Cripps Fresh Bread Master... Oh, my goodness gracious, I said that all wrong. I have Fresh Bread from Cripps Master Loaf. I have Mini Moo Creamy Yogurts from Tasmania's West Haven. I have Dinky Co. Tipsy Koala and Koala Fart Sprays. And I also have water bottles provided from View Latrobe, View Real Estate Latrobe. So come down and say, hey, I'm in the CFM Cruiser at Bev's Cross Craft in Sprayton. I'll be here until 8:30 this morning or until I run out of goodies. And I hope you all have a fantastic Thursday.
Have a fantastic Thursday.
That's our boo.
Hype is real today. We are ready for the weekend.
Go find her. Grab the freebies. She's at Bev's Cross Craft.
Word sandwich.
More.
Okay, you've been waiting for quite some time now. We have Mysterious Mel supplying our word sandwich for today because Thea's gone missing with Jerry.
Yeah, where are they?
I know you guys are in love, but stop stealing Thea from the room.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mysterious Mel, thank you for coming in with the word singer for today. We'll play that in just a second. If you call up, a little bit different today because we have no idea what actually goes in the middle. So if we think it, even in the slightest, fits, you're going to go in the draw to win the savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in there, taste the difference, plus it will feed about 30 people.
Oh, yeah, it will. All right. This was Mel at about 8 this morning.
Today's words are silent and glasses.
Silent and glasses for today. So if you've got a word that'll go in the middle, that'll work.
Call us.
1-300-655-922.
Word sandwich.
More.
Today's words are silent and glasses.
Hey, Sean from Somerset.
We miss you, mate.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, yeah, yourself?
Good. What do you think the word is today?
Is it reading?
Oh, we will take reading.
We'll take reading. Yeah, we did look up silent reading. Apparently it is a skill of not verbalising what you're reading.
Oh, sure.
And of
congratulations, Sean. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that savoury box with $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Legend. Thanks, guys.
1-300-655-922. We're going to continue. We're going to go with Adele from Somerset. Adele, what do you think the word that goes in the middle of Mel's word sandwich is?
Movie.
Oh, silent movie glasses. Look, I'm going to claim it.
So would movie glasses be like 3D glasses?
Yeah, 3D ones, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon we can take that. What do you reckon, Ari?
Yep, let's do it. Good luck. Adele, you're in the draw for Prize Giving Friday.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Alrighty, 1-300-655-922. We've got time for another. Abby from Burnie, what word do you think goes in the middle of Mel's word sandwich?
Is it night?
Silent night glasses.
It is. We actually looked that one up before and apparently...
I said that was a good one and then you were like, what's silent night?
No, I said what is silent night glasses. I know what silent night is. Apparently they're driving glasses that have yellow lenses, so they are a thing. So correct. Good on you, Abby. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're in the draw to win that savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Yay.
Kid music.
Just to recap the word sandwich there, we were going with Mel's words today. Mysterious Mel called up earlier.
Today's words are silent and glasses.
So we went with silent night glasses, silent movie glasses, silent reading glasses. We don't know which one Mel wanted, but Mel, Mysterious Mel, call us back.
We want to know who actually got the right, or is it the right answer?
Yeah, 1-300-655-922, Mel, because it's killing us. We need to know. I think maybe silent reading glasses was called the correct one.
I'm full for silent night glasses, silent movie.
Yeah, we need closure, Mel, please. C-F-F. Mel never called back, by the way.
Yeah, Mysterious Mel, sad.
We need closure.
We do.
I won't be able to sleep tonight now.
We also need to know who was crowned the best of the best in Devonport and surroundings by you.
Yeah, we need closure. So, are we ready to announce?
We are. I was waiting for the drum roll. Okay. Drum roll, please. Okay, the best of the best in Devonport and surroundings is, voted by you, Pokey's Mechanical.
And that's the final one. So thanks, everyone, for voting over the stretch. Thanks for coming to see us during the broadcast of the best of the best. We'll announce tomorrow who's the winner of the $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. So if you have voted over the past month, you are in the draw to win that $1,000 cash money.
Kid music.
Now, Ari, Dee's balloons still in the studio.
Oh, they're still behind you. Have you had a phenomenal day? You had Pearl Jam play this morning. You've got your beloved Dee's balloons behind you.
As far as I'm concerned, until these balloons whittle and die, it's still time for celebration.
Oh, you know what? This week is all about your favourite football team and the fact that they won the grand final.
They've still got helium in them.
Yeah, they're powering on.
I saw today, actually, the Melbourne Demons team members. They were getting matching Premier tattoos.
Oh, how cute. Are you going to match them as well? Are you going to get one?
Maybe. Be better than the tattoos I've got already.
Yeah, I'm thinking the tattoos you've got are very interesting.
Just handwriting on my thighs.
Yeah, I really want to give you a tattoo. I would like to handwrite something on your thigh. Well, maybe not your thigh, maybe.
Matching CFM tattoos.
Oh, don't tempt me. I don't have any tattoos, but it would be for content.
Adam and Ari for breakfast tattoos
that's
matching.
That's a bit intense.
No, we'll think about this.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
All right, we thought about the tattoos during
it's
the news.
It's not happening.
No, it's not happening. We're not getting matching tattoos.
No,
ridiculous
idea. I'm scared
idea.
Of getting a tattoo.
Well, I'm not scared. It'd just be silly. I've got enough silly tattoos. But
I think you could get one because you've already got silly tattoos, but I have none and don't really plan on getting a tattoo.
But surely this means that I need to negate my silly ones with a serious one and get a good one. I need more tattoos.
You like, need the D's.
I need less silly ones. I've maxed out my silly quota for silly tattoos. I've already got two.
Why don't you just get a full leg?
Of silly ones?
Yeah.
No. You're getting silly now. You're getting a case of the 10 a.m. sillies. 9 a.m. sillies, sorry. What time is it?
Who knows? I don't even know what day it is this week.
Yeah.
Thursday, by the way, I had to check.
Boss man Jerry popped these as a nice little surprise in here.
Yeah.
These Melbourne Demons balloons. They're good on him, eh?
Yeah, good on him. Where is he? He's up with Thea.
Yeah, I know. Making sweet love. Anyway.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari breakfast, Ari.
It is. It sure is. I am so excited that it's Thursday today, which means tomorrow's Prize Giving Friday.
But will you make... Well, for some.
For some. And it is a public holiday in Burnie.
Yeah, so let's just think about...
So enjoy your long weekend.
Yeah.
If you've got tomorrow off.
If you're one of our Burnie bros. But listen, will you make it to the weekend, Ari? That's the question, because you have been putting in 15-hour days.
Oh, 100% I'll make it to the weekend. That's
you will?
The most exciting part. Hey, we're emceeing in a gig. That didn't make sense.
See what I mean? She's not going to make it.
We are emceeing a gig this Saturday night. It is going to be very entertaining.
Are you going to wear a mask? It's a masked... what is it? A masked gala thing?
It's a masquerade ball.
And you wear a mask.
Well, yeah, I need to go check out Peppermint Pete and go, hey, you going to mask me?
So it's like Eyes Wide Shut with all the Illuminati and stuff?
Yeah.
But you mean, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I just thought I'd agree.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, happy Thursday.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.